Hello and welcome to an on-the-road edition of Vox Pop Food Friday from Terrapin Restaurant in lovely Rhinebeck, New York. I'm Ray Graff. Today, for some reason, it's a live baking session with Gail Sokol. Gail is an educator, an author, a podcaster, popular YouTuber, longtime Food Friday favorite, and frankly, she can be a little troublesome.
Oh, wait.
But we're going to get through this. She intends to teach me how to bake apple galettes today, and I've never really baked. In fact, this is Gail's idea. Will she regret it? The smart money says yes. This show is being recorded, so no calls when you hear this on the radio. Baking with Chef Gail Sokol coming up on a special on-the-road edition of Food Friday. Hello again. Welcome back to a special on-the-road edition of Vox Pop Food Friday from Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck, New York. I'm Ray Graff. That's Gail Sokol. You're the audience, and we love you. And give yourselves a round of applause one more time here. So these are the lucky few who are here. But if you're listening at home, don't call in. This is usually a call-in show. We're not taking calls today. This is on tape. Gail Sokol is a chef, an educator, a YouTuber. She's the author of a widely used textbook entitled About Professional Baking and a cookbook entitled Baking with Success. We're going to put you to the test today, Gail.
You know what? I've got a question for you first.
What?
Uncle Grumpy, okay?
Right.
You look like Uncle Schlumpy.
Put
this shirt with that
It's going to be one of those shows.
Little too much, Ray.
Okay, Gail. You know, Emily did get this for me.
Well, did she know what the shirt you were wearing?
Oh.
Could have been a solid.
Well, look at the time. I guess that's it, folks. Thanks
dizzy.
For coming.
People may get a little dizzy looking at you.
All right, Gail, what are we going to do here?
All right, we're making an apple galette, which is a free-form apple tart. It's French.
Okay.
And we are going to start with measuring some flour. Can you do that? So we're going to
do
it by volume.
Okay.
And I like to put my flour in a bowl, and I'm going to
aerate
it. Oh, yes.
Now, let me stop you there.
Now I'm scared.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen measuring cups, right? They're in my house. I've seen them. This is by volume, right?
Yes, this is
not
by volume. No.
What's the difference? Is it the same?
Well, this is how much flour the cup can hold.
But what's the specific gravity of the flour?
Oh, shut up.
All right.
We want a cup and a half. So I'm just going, you want to actually spoon it into overflowing, and then you take a straight edge.
All right, I'll take that
Okay.
I got to do my own?
You're making your own. This is not yours. This is mine.
Yeah.
So one cup. Now you do it.
Okay. So...
No. You wanted to scoop it.
Ah.
And then you want to...
Well, I'll do that.
Do
I'll,
it.
Oh,
go ahead.
You just did it.
You got to do 1.5 cups. Go ahead.
Okay. So I can't just put it in there.
No.
Gail, this is a four-hour show.
Because you may get too much. Well, if you... didn't dilly-dally,
okay,
you'd be
okay.
Okay,
so if I just use this to even it out, right?
No, now you're, but you're pushing down. You didn't even fill it. You didn't even fill it the
you know
whole
what?
Way.
I resign, okay? That's it.
All right.
I resign.
I've taught children to bake. I think I can teach you how to bake. Look. Fill it to overflowing.
Hey, folks, I got a plan. Why doesn't Gail do something and I'll just crack wise for an hour? What do you think?
All right. So we're just going to do that. Now you want to take about 1/8 teaspoon of salt.
Okay, which one is the salt?
The one that says salt.
All right, you know what?
Okay.
Okay, folks. So I jokingly said this will never happen again.
Yeah, well.
It's never going to happen again.
All right, so just put a little bit in your
hand. So which one's the measuring spoon?
Right here.
Okay.
But it's very tiny. So
so just put a little in.
Put a little in, but don't do it over your flour and just take
a
pinch.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
What?
Here's
a pinch.
Good. Now put a pinch in mine. Perfect.
Nobody said they'd be cooking. Thank you all. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is your pastry blender.
Oh,
this
the Wolverine.
Wolverine. So that's what you call it, but it's pastry blender.
Right.
And you're going to mix your flour and your salt so nobody
gets
a salt.
So I use this.
Yes.
Why don't I just use a spoon?
Just You can use your hand if you want to. You can use anything you want. Just mix it.
Your husband's here, so I'm not going to yell and scream, but...
Now you're going to take... Look, we don't have all day, Ray. 1.5 sticks. Wait a minute. Don't say anything.
I thought I got to cut the butter.
Mister, I cannot allow you to cut the butter. I didn't bring that many of these, all right? So I only have a little bit of these.
Gotcha.
So, and I think you'd need more than 60. So that's why I cut the butter.
Okay.
Okay. So, you're going to put, you have some too.
Oh, I just
cold
put it all
butter.
In?
The butter must be cold.
Now, yeah, what's the little ones for?
That's for later.
What?
Okay. So I'm going to put 1.5 sticks in here.
Okay, so that's 1.5 sticks.
1.5 sticks. Oh, my God. Yes.
What?
Just put it in. Put it in.
All right, perfect.
It's cold butter. And now you're going to take your pastry blender and you're going to cut it in so that the butter becomes pea-sized pieces, like the garden pea.
But Gail. The
when
flour
I hear
is
Bud
all,
Gale, I get really
the flour
scared.
Is going everywhere. It's in the water.
It's the way you do it. It's
Gale,
the way you're
look.
Doing it. So you can take, look, this is what you do. You can take, you know, your leveler?
Yeah.
You can either take your hand or you can just put it and just move it.
What's the fork for?
The fork is for the egg later. Give me the fork. All right.
So just, where's that leveler that you were talking about?
What did you do with it?
Oh,
right
that?
Here? Yes, just...
Hey, Gail, watch out for the apron. Emily got me this thing. Jeez.
Okay.
Wow.
So just keep cutting.
All right.
So you're cutting it until it's pea-sized pieces. We don't want the butter to melt. So remember this, Ray. Can you say this?
What?
Focus, Ray. The colder the fat, flakier the pastry.
The
can you
colder
say that?
The fat, the flakier the pastry.
Well, of that's
course.
It.
It makes perfect sense. Is
well,
this pea-sized?
No. Your peas are the size of fava beans. No, they're too big.
Little
keep
inside
going.
Baseball. I don't eat that many peas. I gotta be honest with you.
All right, keep going. Yeah, you don't look like a vegetable
you
man
know
what?
To
me. No.
No, this
okay.
is.
Keep going. You're spending too
Hang
much
on.
Time.
Quick show of hands. How many people regret this already?
Come on, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Pea-sized pieces. You're almost there. You're not. Yeah, you're.
Gail.
You're mashing. You're not cutting.
What am I supposed
cut,
to do?
Cut.
All right, this was
right,
a bad idea. We can all admit it.
You see pea-sized pieces? These are pea-sized pieces. Okay?
These look like peas?
All right, just stop. Okay, just stop.
I don't know how
Give
to,
it up. I know.
To make the
I
pea-sized
you
things.
You don't have to cry.
All right, fine.
All right, now put your pastry blender down.
Hang on, I got to get some more of the
Give me the pastry blender.
All right.
Take it away. Okay. All right, now we're going to add 1/3 cup of icy water.
Okay.
And my secret ingredient.
Can I eye it?
Not yet. And we're going to add the secret ingredient.
Vinegar. Now, why vinegar?
I'm going to explain. So vinegar is an acid. It's going to denature the proteins in the wheat flour, because all-purpose flour is a wheat flour. It comes from the wheat plant. And it can develop gluten when water is added. And we're going to be adding just a little bit of this, but a little bit of icy water.
Now, if I wanted to make this gluten-free, how would I do that?
Use gluten-free flour.
Okay.
Okay?
Whoa.
All right, can be done. Yeah, I said that with an attitude. So you're going to add 1 teaspoon.
Now, okay.
1 teaspoon.
All right, I got this.
So some people use an acid like apple cider vinegar, is what we're using. Put it right in.
Just in one spot?
Put all at once.
All right, sorry.
And
girl.
Some Ooh. People just, we want to cover this so you don't smell like vinegar all day. And then some people might use lemon juice. I've used orange juice.
Right.
Or you may want to use vodka. Some people use vodka. They really do, but not bourbon.
What are you trying to say?
I know. You were going to ask me about bourbon.
Wow, that's
no
kinda,
bourbon
that's rough.
Because bourbon tastes too much like bourbon. So vodka has no flavor. So if you use a little vodka, it's got the acid. It actually can make the dough what's known as extensible.
Did you bring any?
Vodka?
Yeah.
No, that's why we're using the apple cider vinegar.
Okay, fine.
All right, so now you have a little tiny measuring cup. You see that? You have a little measuring
thank
cup.
Thank you. This looks like a normal-sized measuring cup.
This is a little tiny. I gave you the bigger
one,
so because
you.
Your eyes might be a little, you know. So I'm going to add a 1/3 cup.
One.
You don't want the ice cubes, but you want ice water. We don't want the butter to melt, because what did I tell you, Ray?
Oh, the colder the water, the flakier the crust. Am I right?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Good night.
1/3 cup. No, so the colder the butter, the flakier the crust,
Gail,
right?
I just said
Everyone
that.
I don't think so. You're confusing me, Ray. All right.
So, by the way, we'll do what they call a reestablish here for those listening at home.
Okay.
They're saying, what is this? Well, this is a live Vox Pop recorded at Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck. And this is a live studio audience. If you want to clap for yourselves, go for it again. No questions. Don't call in today. We'll have some questions from the audience as we go along. So I can use my fingers now?
No, now you could, but they would get all messy and we don't have enough time.
All right, so what do you want me to do?
So just don't mix it. Just sort of put it together.
Fold.
Put it
Is this folding?
It's not folding. No, look. You're just sort of, just combining. You're combining. You're really not,
you know what,
you're mixing.
I like this arrangement a little better.
All right. Yeah, because I'm doing everything and you're doing nothing.
Exactly. So I'm a radio guy.
You're going to see it come together like a soft dough.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So a soft dough. And now our dough has to rest.
Are we almost done?
With the dough.
With the galettes?
With the dough. Not yet.
Okay.
So now I'm going to take a piece of plastic wrap.
Gail, I don't think mine's coming out as good as yours.
That's why
no,
I'm
no
going to put Look, it actually, yours looks fine. So you're going to put it in. Now watch. It looks like little crumbs.
Yeah.
Watch what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap it.
Oh. Can you guys see this?
I'm going to give it like a
rest. Let me move this flower so
yes.
you can see. Gail is doing something really exciting.
Not really. But it's exciting.
Sort of.
So, all right. So I'm just wrapping the dough. Okay.
Right.
I'm just wrapping it. I'll show you. I'll pick it up. And then you're going to tuck in the sides.
Okay. Should I do that?
Yes, I'm going to give you a piece.
Okay.
Should I give you a piece? I didn't actually think you'd get this far, so I never ripped off a piece. All right, here you go. You're surprising me, Ray. Okay.
Wow.
I really didn't. Now
so I flip it over.
You just gently take it as a as a dough. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep
well, we don't. We have.
And then you push it. You want to handle it as little as possible.
Just dump it right on.
Dumping is a harsh word, Ray. Yeah. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, just give that to me. Yes.
This doesn't look that good.
Just wrap it. Look, this is actually going to be a very, very flaky pie crust. Watch.
Did you know that my wife and kids don't let me in the kitchen? Did you know that?
I don't understand why. You just push it, and you can actually still see pieces of butter in there.
Oh, yeah.
This
Pea
is...
Pea size.
Yes. Yours are more like... Eggplant
size. Oh, look at the time. Do we have time for a question or two before
sure,
we take a break?
Sure.
Anybody have a question? Okay. Emily. Of course it's Emily.
Yes. Yes.
This is for you.
I
make pie dough with a Cuisinart. So, and it always comes out perfect.
Yes.
And whenever I've done it this way, it fails.
I don't have two Cuisinarts. I would if I could, but... We didn't have two Cuisinarts at our disposal, so we did it the old-fashioned way. And the you know, doing it with a pastry blender is done all the time, and you can get some great results. You actually handle it less in a Cuisinart or a food processor because you pulse. And you're not pulsing. You're mashing. So that causes friction, which actually raises the temperature of the butter. And what's the mantra?
The flakier the butter, the cooler the thing.
The colder the butter, the flakier the crust.
Right.
And it's true.
Yes.
It works.
Yes.
So when you have tiny little pieces, you can control them more in the Cuisinart or the food processor. Then you dump it out, gather it together, and put it in a plastic wrap. We're going to chill this for as long as it takes us to cut the apple, so it could be the rest of the day.
Mm.
And then
you
roll this out after that. You could even freeze this at this point. So I could date it. Label it, put it in the freezer. So maybe Thanksgiving, you might say, hey, to Mrs. Graff, I'd like to make a pie.
Yeah.
Or she would like to make a pie.
Sure. Mrs. Smith makes most of our pies. Did you know that?
I believe
She's
you.
She's very
yeah,
good.
I know she is.
She's
All
very
right.
good.
So does that help? Yeah, so there's less friction. Even though there's friction with a food processor, you can control because you're pulsing. You're not just... you know, ramming the butter with the flour together. But the least mixing, the better, because mixing causes gluten to form. Gluten forms a tougher pastry because the whole purpose of gluten is to give strength and structure to all baked goods. And they all need some, but basically you want just a pie to hold together. You don't want it to feel like a bagel, okay?
Well, so this first segment went swimmingly, right?
It went
I mean, I don't think your
swimmingly.
Dough looked that good, but mine was perfect. And so we'll just move on. You know what? Let's take a break. We are live to tape here at the beautiful Terrapin Restaurant in Rhinebeck, New York. Thank you all for coming. I know this has been a rip-roaring show, and we're going to leave it right here. We'll take a break and be back. Back. It's a live to tape edition of Food Friday with Chef Gail Sokol. Chef, how's it going so far?
I'm really scared.
So far, so good.
It's good.
So, what are we doing now? I got a knife.
No, I told you, put the knife down.
Okay.
All right, no knife right now. No knife.
But I like it.
Vegetable peeler.
Ah.
That's it.
I call this an apple peeler.
All right. It's anything you want it to peel.
Okay.
So, let's start peeling the apples.
I've never done this.
Yes, you have.
No, I really have.
You've never peeled an apple or a carrot? Just peel.
Oh, okay, I got this. Sure.
Okay, you got this.
What if I hurt myself?
I have a Band-Aid.
Okay, all right.
I hope I brought enough.
So we have about 20 minutes for this, right?
20 minutes? No, this should take, you know what? I made these, I did four yesterday. It must have taken me five minutes to cut them and slice them.
You know, this is a silly question,
but do we
take the skin off the top and the bottom?
We're gonna cut it off.
Okay.
Or I may have to cut yours off. Depending on how.
Well, that's been said before. Let me tell you something.
I guess
it's
I should have reworded that.
Ouch,
I'm sorry,
man.
Sorry.
Oh boy.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait to do this again.
Yeah. Now you can use any fruit you like. You don't have to use apples. You could use plums, you could use berries.
Did you bring any?
No.
Okay.
Because apples are really always in season.
Now, what? These are Granny Smiths?
These are Granny Smith. They're firm, they'll hold their shape, and I like them. You can use any type you want. You can even mix and match your apples. We want 3 to 4 good-sized apples.
Oh, I think I might have sliced my finger. Is that okay?
Yeah. And you don't have to peel them if you don't want to. If you like the fiber, do you like the fiber? Then don't peel.
I'm not that big on fiber.
Then keep peeling.
All right.
All right, peel it off.
This is good, like I have here, right?
This is good. This is
okay.
Good. Okay, yes, whatever you say.
Well, no.
It's good. I would get, you just want to get this off.
You know.
Okay, just get this
you've
off.
You've taught people, right?
I have.
Are you this mean to everybody?
No.
Mercy.
But I also, I mean, you got an attitude.
I'm just trying to do
it. You're sassy. You're very sassy.
All right, Gail, someday we'll look back on this and cry.
So how many apples have you done? I'm on my fourth.
I'm on my third. How many do I need to do?
Four. All right, so I'll start slicing mine.
Gail, I'm getting this now.
Okay, oh, good.
Yeah.
10 apples and he's got it. Excellent. All right. So the easy way to, whoa. What are you, projectile peeling? Come on. We don't need
to
do
this. I've never done this before.
I know, I don't believe
you know why? Because I like my fiber. I usually eat the skin right on the apples.
That's actually very good for you. Okay.
All right, one more.
One more.
Are we almost out of time?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, thanks for coming, everyone.
Okay. So what I like to do is just cut the apple through the top, the pole, you know, where the stem is.
Right.
Just okay. You're listening, can you listen and peel at the same time? Maybe not.
Wow.
Wow, okay. And then I cut it again this way, so I'm gonna make it flat so it's not roly-poly for you, Ray.
Okay.
And you just go through it.
So you're gonna do all the cutting? I don't have to do the cutting?
I have enough Band-Aids for you to do a little cutting.
All right, here we go.
So you're gonna take the little knife.
Hang on.
And, okay.
I'll be done in a few minutes.
You can't listen and peel.
No, keep talking,
Okay.
It's radio gold,
okay.
Just go.
All right, so I am cutting through. I'm flattening it, I'm just getting all my, okay. Gotta take a break because
so
of that.
So this is
okay.
My. This is
that's
my,
your baby.
Why do you
nut?
Got that one? And I
because
got
I don't have enough Band-Aids for you.
All right, so I cut it like this.
No. Get rid of the bowl. No. Just cut. Look. From the stem.
Well, how am I gonna
down.
Do that with a little knife?
You can.
Gail.
Look, use the big knife. Use the. Oh. Okay.
Is that right?
That's right.
So let me tell you a little inside baseball while she's finishing up my apples. We had a meeting, and they said, you know what? We're going to teach you to cook in front of a live crowd. And let me tell you something. I had some trepidation, and I still have some trepidation today. And so so nice of you to come here to see this.
Yes.
But it's something you probably can't unsee. So I'm sorry
now
about...
Now you know what I go through.
I apologize.
All right, so look. So okay. Once you get... You have a piece of the core here, right?
Yeah.
But we don't want to take the time to core it. So you just take your little knife, and you just hold it at an angle, and you're going to get that out.
Now, do we have enough time for me to do all these?
Well, you can do whatever you want. I'm going to
do mine. So I'm cutting these in quarters. I'm a little
yours
behind.
Yours is not, you got to make it flat. Remember I said so it's not so roly-poly, right? That's it. Now cut through it.
Okay.
Cut through it. Okay.
All right.
Oh, no. You did it. You did it once. That's good. Now you just take it on the side and just cut through it.
I see.
So that core can be tossed.
Certainly.
Okay.
It can core a apple.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So what do we do with the leftovers here?
We throw it out.
Okay.
We throw it out.
How am I doing, Gail?
You're doing terrific.
Really?
You're doing terrific. Okay. Don't quit your day job.
Ouch. Oh, I got a feeling I'll be looking for a new day job real soon.
All right, look.
Thank you.
You see this? Look, you see the slices? So you want to slice. What are you doing? No. Okay, whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chef Gail Sokol.
Come here. All right, we'll just forget that one. Okay, so you just want to slice.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. Okay. Oh, my God, you do have skill. So you just...
Just cut.
Isn't there an apple corer? Why are we...
There is. This
technology
is
exists for a reason.
This is an easier way to do it.
Gail, I fear I'm not doing this correctly.
You're doing it fine.
Really?
Yes. You're not doing fine. Remember I said, look, you're not... But you're not listening. Okay, stop. I told my 9-year-old. Okay, look. You see that? That's a seed. Look. You just want to cut it like this. First of all, you shouldn't have cut it like that. Look, watch.
No, keep going. You're the chef. I'm the...
Come up. Step up.
All right,
so you're going to take this, and you see how I turned it on its side? I put it on a flat area so the core is exposed and just go straight across like that.
Okay.
And you throw the core out.
So why don't you do that, and
I'll
do the rejoin.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Folks, you're listening to a live-to-tape edition of Food Friday. Chef Gail Sokol is here. She's teaching me how to do something.
Oh,
I'm not sure what it is
yet. I don't know either.
But don't call in. This show is on tape. And if it makes it to air, there's going to be one radio guy who is going to be pretty surprised. But you never know. You never know, right?
All right.
Oh, good Lord.
Throw that out. All right. So slice. Look at the pretty slices.
Okay, I'll slice it. Here you go. Boom. Ow.
Yeah, there
Ooh,
you go.
Ow. It's fine.
No, you're not. What are you doing? Slice it at. Look, put it down, and you're slicing.
Does anyone know how to tie a tourniquet?
Just put pressure on your mouth. That's all you have to
do. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Chef Gail Sokol, ladies and gentlemen. Chef Gail Sokol.
All right.
Chef Gail and I won't be working together again, so enjoy this.
I'm having a blast.
Are you
can't
now?
You tell?
Oh, look at the time. Oh, my God.
So you just cut the
apples. You do that, and I'll cut this guy in half.
Fine.
Yeah. Smack dab in the center, child.
Yep.
There we are. Look at that.
Okay.
You know what?
Put it flat.
All right, I'm done. All right, that's it. You're doing this.
Just flat, okay? So we'll just do that.
You know, people thought it's shtick that I don't cook, but I don't cook, you know?
This is baking, though.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Do I sound like Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
10 minutes to go. That's going to be a long 10 minutes.
Oh, if you would do something, it would just go quickly.
Maybe if you had come to rehearsals, it would have been fine, all right? So is that good?
What the?
I...
Okay, stop. Put the knife down.
I'm getting
down.
The seeds
Put
out.
Put the knife down. I know. I don't know.
I'll I'll stand here for a while.
Right, I'll take your bowl.
So we're making galettes
this
today,
folks.
This
is what you're going to do.
Let me tell you, it's a fine art to make these galettes. In my experience,
Ray, can you do this? Can you make... We're going to make flour, sugar, and cinnamon to go under... on top of the dough where we're going to put the apples on top.
Just tell me what I mean, obviously,
measure
I've done this
one quarter a cup,
sure.
One quarter cup of sugar in each bowl.
In each bowl.
In
one
each
quarter
bowl.
Cup. And this is a quarter cup?
Take a look. It is. It's a quarter of a cup. Do you read?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Chef Gail Sokol, ladies and gentlemen.
No, one quarter cup here, one quarter. Level it. Just shake it off. There you go. See, you don't have to level that with a straight edge because sugar is so granular, it just comes right off.
So in this
Dump it in the bowl.
All right, Chef Sokol.
All right, so now what you're going to do is you're going to take 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon.
Done.
3/4.
Level it. Level it, Raymond.
Level it.
Okay.
And put it in there. Okay?
All right. Okay. Done.
And now we're going to take 3 tablespoons of flour.
Ah.
Oh, I know.
Do we have a tablespoon?
We do. I got to find it. Okay, so just level it. You want 3 of those in each one. Look, 3.
I'm just making sure we have enough time for this segment. It's over, right?
No.
Okay. All right. So 3/4 cup. Level it out. Level it, Raymond.
Each one, 3. Okay?
3/4.
So, yes. So
3 of these?
3.
Because that would be, this is 1 tablespoon.
Look. But you can also level it. Look, watch. Level.
Gail?
Yes?
Come on. This is not my first rodeo. Come on.
It's not your first rodeo?
No, I've been leveling teaspoons and tablespoons forever.
Why don't I believe
Now, I'm not sure how many I put in this. I might have put in 5.
Is that wrong? Don't worry. We don't have to eat that one.
Okay. No, this one's going right to the broadcasting museum.
All right, so now...
That's the day the career ended.
Now what you want to do is gently with your hands,
Okay. Gently. All right.
Just mix each one together.
With my hands, but they're a little damp.
It's okay.
Because of the apples.
We'll survive.
All right.
Just do it. Oh, it feels good. Just do it, yeah.
You guys ever do this? You mix the sugar and the cinnamon? That's very nice.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Keep your mouth closed while you do it. Okay, keep your mouth closed. So I'm just divvying up the apples, all right?
Boy, it's fun working with you.
I know, it's been a blast. This might have been a mistake, I don't know.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody listens to Uncle Grumpy when he said it might
Uncle
not be
Schlumpy
the best,
Grumpy
best idea.
All right, it's done. Excellent. So
Thank you all very much. Thank you. What?
Okay, so now we're going to put all the knives away. So what we want to do is, do you have a rolling pin?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. All right, now we have 2 eggs, and we are going, this is for our egg wash.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Now, folks, inside baseball, these eggs have been sitting out since 8 a.m.
No, they have not.
Yeah.
Just sort of give them a little. Yeah,
with the fork?
With the fork.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you ever have a raw egg? Ever tell you about the time Rocco made me drink a raw egg? Rocco DiFazio?
Why?
It was a Christmas Eve show.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, yeah, you know, in my Italian household, you had vermouth, and you put a little glass, and then you put a raw egg in. And I'm on the air. I'm afraid I'm going to yak on the air. It was delicious. I'm not kidding. Delicious.
Okay. All right. So this is what you're going to do. Okay, stop.
Is it stirred up
enough?
You're done.
All right, so we're gonna, that's for later. So you did all our prep work, our mise en place. We got everything.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Mise en place.
What does that mean?
It's a French term that just means getting everything in its place and ready to go. We have our apples, and now we're gonna get our dough. We have our cinnamon sugar and flour. The flour's like the thickening agent, right?
Right.
Are you on something?
Am I on something?
What are you doing?
Am I on something? Yeah. Gail, I gotta say, you do good work, but that didn't come out that good. No offense.
Just hold it together. Look, you're getting me a little verklempt.
Aha!
Okay, aha! Come here.
Gail Sokol, ladies and gentlemen, Gail Sokol.
Okay. Yes.
You only have 4 minutes until the next break.
If you help,
right,
it'll take an hour. Let go. Okay. So look, all you do is push together.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
You could have also added a little more water.
Okay. Should I?
Not now.
Why?
It's too late. The die is cast. Okay, the die is cast.
This is not that good. I'm
Would
not...
you just hold it? Push it together. Oh my God. Okay, just push it together. I know.
Folks, doesn't it look appetizing?
A lady is crying in the audience. Okay, she's crying.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to. Okay, then you use the rolling pin.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Oh boy, that's not too good.
Jeez. Okay, put a little, let's see the flour.
Oh, the flour was supposed to go on it.
Okay, just a little flour.
All right, here we go.
These are a little dry.
Look at this, I'm rolling stuff.
Oh, okay.
This is great. Thank you. Thank you very much. You've been a great audience.
Get your bench scraper. Stop rolling and get your bench scraper. And just sort of shush it.
Gail, from
mine's
the not coming out as well as yours. That's
and
it.
These were not in the
what?
These were not in the fridge very long.
I don't know how, you know, your husband's here. He's an eminent doctor.
I know.
So. I don't know how he puts up with you. I gotta be honest. he gave me the thumbs up. Touch the cord there, did I? Okay.
He's here. Where's Mrs. Graff, huh, buddy boy?
She's working. She's doing a job.
Well.
All right.
Your husband does a once-in-a-lifetime thing. She doesn't want to come and laugh.
You're on your own.
You know, I mean, really.
Gail Sokol, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give it up for Gail.
All right. So there wasn't enough, enough time to chill it. Okay, two more minutes. Stop laughing.
I'm laughing with you. Okay.
So I'm going to put a little more flour on my rolling pin, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to look at the racing form for a little while you do that, don't mind.
All right, so I'm going to roll this out. You can make it as big as you want. You can make individual ones. I made two big ones.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
All right, so I'm going to put I have a parchment lined sheet pan. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going
to... So that's parchment paper. That's different than wax paper. How?
Oh, yes. Wax
Explain.
Paper doesn't burn. This is coated with a silicone line.
Parchment
cover.
Paper?
Yeah, so it doesn't burn in the oven.
Okay.
So it can, yes.
Wax paper will burn.
Yes. I'm putting the sugar, the cinnamon, and the flour in the center. Even though it's not a perfect dough, we're good.
Yep.
And under all your peel, there it is, the pastry blender.
Okay.
All right, he just threw his peel all over. All right, so I have the egg.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna egg wash after we put our apples on top.
Okay.
All right, watch. We're gonna put our apples on top, all right?
Yeah.
Make sure there's nothing.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Now I'm going to egg wash. Watch.
Oh, look at you.
Egg wash.
Ah, that's egg washing. If you're listening at home, what she's doing is she's got a paintbrush. And she's putting eggs on to the dough. And we're running out of time. Can we take a break here? Or do we need...
We can come back.
All right, let's take a break.
Take a break.
You folks are fantastic. You're putting up with a lot of jive. And we'll be back from the Terrapin Restaurant in a moment. Welcome back, folks. This is a live-to-tape version of a Food Friday with Chef Gail Sokol. We're baking galettes today, and thanks to the folks at Terrapin Restaurant for letting us be here. Thank you all for coming. You're fantastic. You have a lot of patience. We're doing the best we can. You know what? Gail's a little nervous, and so I'm trying to make it easy on you.
I am speechless.
All right, what are we doing now?
Okay, so as you saw, we rolled out our dough as best we could because it didn't chill as long as we could have done it, but we can see what it looks like after.
Okay.
And I have put our flour. No, that's
I just want so people can see.
Oh, okay.
In the studio audience. There you go. There, that's the thing.
I'll move the apples.
The apples.
We're gonna try to.
Mine's not coming out as well as yours.
We're going to do a Hail Mary after and try to get yours, okay? So anyway, I've rolled out the dough as much as I can. I put our flour, cinnamon, and sugar in the middle. I put our sliced apples on top. And now what I'm doing is, okay. Are we okay?
Everything's
fine.
Okay. I mean, how are you doing?
I'm doing just dandy.
Point.
Okay? Okay. I may take up drinking, but I don't care. All right. I don't drink, but okay.
What?
Yep, that's
Don't put that too far away.
Oh, yeah, I know. All right, so I'm going to put, maybe I'm going to try to make like a cuff, like a little,
a cuff, right?
Like you cuff up what?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so you're just gonna fold on without words. Okay, so I'm gonna fold up maybe 2 inches up over the apples.
Shall I do some of that?
No, we're gonna deal with that
in a
little while.
All right, okay? This is fun.
So we're just gonna, it's so much fun. You're having fun now, aren't you?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh my. All right, so we are going to transfer our beautiful galette. It's small. We're going to put it on a parchment-lined sheet pan, and I have a tool that will do this. Now, you're going to be using this.
Ah.
This is a wide spatula.
Okay.
So you can do that. Now, if you're,
it's a pickleball,
we'll
metal pickleball.
It could be a pickleball. Now, if you have a very large apple galette, I like to use my Kuchenlöser.
Ah.
Oh.
And you shush it under.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
And then you just slide.
Oh my gosh, Gail, that looks great.
Okay. And now we're going to egg wash.
May I?
You may.
All right. Now you just take this and
yes.
It goes over the whole thing?
No. You just want to do
the
pastry.
Oh, just the edge.
Because that'll get it to brown, and then we're going to sugar it around the outside.
Is that good?
That is just perfect.
How much egg should I use?
Not that much. Like a little bit. Like if you're painting a fence, which you could probably relate to, you just want to brush off a little bit, okay? Yes, that's it. All the way around.
So suddenly it's Huckleberry Finn now.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
All right, okay? All right. And now you're going to take your sugar, and you're just going to shush around. I like to do the apples, too.
Okay.
And there's the flour underneath is going to absorb any juices from the apples. And it's actually going to make it a little bit thicker. So it's almost going to caramelize. Now, this is ready to go in the oven.
Let's do that. We have a question or two from the audience.
Yes,
and this
we
will
can
be
put this one in the oven.
Adventures in Radio.
So at 400
Thank you, Tina. You're
degrees
doing a great
Fahrenheit
job.
For about 30 minutes.
Okay. We have a question.
Yes.
Yes. With regards to the butter, you said the colder the butter, the better.
Okay. The flakier the pastry, yes.
Correct. If the butter is too cold, you can't cut it in.
That's right.
So when, as it softens, where's the cutoff between too soft and not cold enough?
Yes.
You should be here. That's a good question.
So that's a very good question. So what I like to do is I refrigerate my butter. There are chefs, bakers specifically, that freeze their butter, and that's when they use the food processor, because they can't do it. They're not strong enough with their pastry blender to push through.
Uh-huh.
So do you have a pastry, do you have a food processor?
No.
Okay.
By the way, what's your name?
Jill.
Thank you.
Cuts her butter in like most people do if they don't have a food processor. Just don't let it get that hard. If it is too hard, leave your dough alone. If it's too hard, I'll get to it in a minute. If it's too hard, let it sit out for a little while.
Okay.
All right? And then pastry blend it. And it should come out fine. Do your crusts come out good?
No.
Then you definitely should be up here.
No, so because it's getting too warm. Then maybe put your pastry. Do you chill your dough after? Or do you just bake with it after you make your dough? That's your problem. You have to chill it. You have to chill it for at least an hour or overnight even. Okay, the whole dough, and you will be fine.
Okay? Everybody, if you have a question, say your first name just so we know who it is we're talking to here. Sure, we have another one.
Hi, Gail and
Hello.
Ray. I am Carla.
Hi,
Carla.
I actually have a question for Ray. How do you come up with your song choices during Fox Pop?
Thank you for asking. It's one of my favorite parts of the day, and so I have a library of jazz and rock and things that I think are tasty in little chunks. And I eventually it gets random. So I have maybe 300 or 400 songs that I rotate, and then I'll just pick them. Do I have time? How much time do we have? Great story. So I was doing a show, and this is true, and I picked the songs not at all connected to the topic. They're separate. So I'm doing a show, and the song Baby Elephant Walk, well, the show, and I handed it to the engineer, didn't even think about it. It was like fat person medicine. And people called up, and they were PO'd. And I said, I swear to God, it just happened. It's true. It's true.
Hi, I'm Elaine, and I'm wondering what restaurants in the Hudson Valley you think have the best desserts?
Oh.
That I think have the best desserts?
Now, you got to be careful because you got to mention like five or six or else someone's going to be upset. They're all good, right?
Not always.
Okay.
No, not always. Now, the first thing I look at when I go to a restaurant is the dessert menu. I have to do that. If there's not at least one chocolate dessert on there, I'm out.
Oh.
And they don't have good bread? That's it.
Yeah.
You have to have good bread. I have come to Terrapin many times. They are, and I'm not just saying it, fabulous. So that's probably
okay.
One of my best restaurants.
And you know, this is a good spot to give it up for Chef Kroner and everybody here at the Terrapin Restaurant.
Yes.
It's a great place. Great place. Blended. All right, so where are we? Where's the thing? What happened?
It's in the oven. Yours is lagging behind.
Oh, okay.
So we are now, okay. So let's just show everybody this sad creature.
Well, it's not that good.
We're gonna resurrect it. This is what
really?
I do. When I worked with kids, we could take that
here,
and we-
put that on there.
Well, you squished it. I'm gonna use
what
mine.
What is that?
It's just little tiny bits of butter that I like to put on top. I forgot to put it on mine.
Ah,
I wanted to
you
get,
see?
We were running out
how
of time.
How the mighty have fallen. You almost chopped my finger off there, lady.
Was that on purpose? I don't
Ooh,
know.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do is take a little more flour, okay, and we're gonna resurrect this. Let's take the apples.
That's a great idea, so
out of the
can
way.
See.
And I'm gonna, and we still have that filling, right?
You're listening to Vox Pop. It's a live-to-tape version. We're at the Terrapin Restaurant. Chef Gail is making some galettes. It's very exciting. You got a question?
I do. This is Juliet.
Hi.
What's
Hi,
the
Julia.
Difference between a tart and a galette?
Well, a galette is more freeform, so it's baked on a sheet pan versus in a pie shell. A tart, sometimes you have false bottom fluted tart pans. As well that are false bottom, and those are true tarts, like fancier. You might do a fruit tart with custard in it, glaze the top of the fruit or whatever. This is really rustic peasant food.
Let me
right
stop
up,
you there. Let
right
me stop
up
there.
Ray's alley.
Julia, Julia, right?
Juliet.
Juliet, listen, bottom line, you close your eyes, you can't tell the difference, right?
Not true. All right, you ready? So we floured it, we're gonna roll. Every couple of rolls, we're gonna rotate.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you to rotate.
Get
yeah,
to rotating.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So see that?
Yeah.
And so this butter should have been a little colder.
Okay, so you
here.
Did a great job. You resurrected this really well.
I did.
Boy,
just
you are.
Just like Lazarus.
You
yes.
know what?
You betcha.
Despite what some people say, you really got it going on.
Now look at. All right. You see the little bits of butter in there? You see the chunks of butter, like the swirls of butter?
More or less.
That.
Yeah,
he
I mean, I can't see that
them.
Well. Yeah, they're there.
All right,
sure.
All right, get better glasses.
It's radio.
All right,
come on.
So basically, this is what's going to make the flakiness. Because in the oven, the cold little bits of butter, they melt and they leave spaces. And there's steam that replaces the bits of butter. And when you replace the butter with the steam is a super powerful leavener if you've ever like boiled something on the stove. And the dough above and below it is going to puff it up. So it's going to make many, many layers, very many, many flaky layers. Don't laugh. What, it's truth.
What were you saying?
All right. Just be quiet and put this on the bottom.
Okay. So with my hands or just dump it?
With your hands, but not all over.
So
you
just
wanna
like
save,
this?
You want to save
delicately? Like that?
Yeah, but
that.
Save about 2 inches
from
the outside.
Oh, for the edge.
Yes.
Now what is this stuff that I'm putting on here?
You made it. You don't remember? What's wrong with you?
Oh, this is the sugar and the cinnamon.
Keep going. We want all of it.
Oh, I thought you said just a little bit.
No, he doesn't follow the directions.
Oh, yeah, I'm so cool. This is our last show, I'll tell you.
Just dump it on. That's it. All right. All right. You got it. You got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
They're just gonna...
I'm trying to help her, folks. I swear to God, you know, she's...
You need more help than I can give you. All right, so now you're going to take your apples.
Right.
And you're going to put them on top.
Okay.
Of the
just
sugar...
Dump them on?
No, no dumping. Just
you just...
Just put them on top.
Yeah, but leave room on the edge.
On the edge, yeah. Put them where the sugar and the flour is. Just put it on. Do it.
So this is how you deal with kids.
No,
you've got a great bedside manner, lady. I'll tell you that.
I'm a lot nicer with
really?
Kids.
Really?
Yeah. All right, so now you like egg washing,
oh,
right?
Oh, I sure
Ray?
Do. It's
yes.
one of my favorite
yes,
things.
Yes, I know. Okay.
Is that too much?
Yes.
Okay.
Too much. Cool it on the egg wash.
Gail, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I'm a good cook.
I don't know about cooking, but the baking, you got right on. Yeah, you're...
All these years, you know, we've been doing the show together. I told you I don't know what I'm doing.
I know,
and now
I know.
You know for sure. Now everybody does. And they... Oh, we got a question.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes. Question.
Hi, Gail and Ray. I'm Bill. Gail, are you ever coming back on the show again after this?
No. No, she's not.
He may not invite me. I am scheduled for,
actually,
April.
Well, actually, that's not true. The next host might invite her. So... It's quite possible.
All right. So now you're going to take, you see your little bitty bits?
No.
They're warm, so you just have to sort
when
of
you
scatter,
cut these
scatter.
Butters,
it's
very warm.
Of scattered
Gail.
Butter. What?
This is very warm.
I know.
Gail.
It's been out because we have a, we,
Why
we're
don't
doing
you put
a
it
show.
On ice?
We're
come on. We got to plan ahead.
We did plan ahead.
This is
give it to me. I know. It's fine. Okay. Now, can you make up? Can you
butter.
Make that little cuff? Can you go up and make a little cuff?
What?
I don't have.
Have you had enough?
I don't have.
I'm
young
sorry.
Kids.
No refunds. All right. Just so you know.
I don't.
No
have,
refunds.
I don't have young kids.
So you just
that act like this.
You pull.
No, I don't.
Three
Do
minutes
it.
To go, Look. Gail. It's a.
Okay. What are you doing? You're not rolling.
Our
the
long national
roll.
Nightmare is almost over.
Stop. You're not. You're doing it like you're rolling.
Or just
cinnamon
do it.
Roll. Look, up.
Of course.
And then up.
Yeah,
and then
up.
No more up. Just you want to let the apples be exposed there.
Okay.
Okay, too much. Okay.
All right. You do it. That's fine. I put the butter on.
Well, now you take your little.
And we do the whole thing, right?
Spatula. Yes, do the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. Stop. And then you just give it a little shush underneath.
I'm sorry, could you spell that? Shush.
Go all the way under. That.
Uh-oh.
Catch
Uh-oh.
It with your other hand.
But. Okay.
Just do it. Don't all talk.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Just do it. Don't
now,
talk.
Now.
Thank you.
Egg wash. Egg wash more. He likes to egg wash. So
what am I
good.
Egg washing now?
You're egg washing the edges so we can sugar them.
2 minutes left, Gail.
I know.
This is not going to work.
So go slow.
Can I just dump this on?
No. Because then it's going to be like an apple egg. Well, they do have apple custard tarts.
You know, I didn't think my career would end this way. Honestly. But here
well,
it is.
Aren't you close to retirement?
Not close enough.
All right.
There we
now
are.
Okay, good. Good. Give me the egg.
Thank
now
you.
You're going to sugar everywhere.
Sugar, just dump
sugar.
It on.
No, dumping.
Just use hands.
Yes.
But my hands
Sprinkle.
Have schmutz on them.
It's okay.
Okay.
We'll throw the rest. Oh, my God. Okay. Hope nobody's diabetic. Okay, all right. You missed a spot. Oh, you missed a spot, the crust.
Okay.
All right, now, we're ready for
Let's
the
Let's agree
oven.
To never do this again.
No, I will not.
Okay.
Can we get another host?
So we're almost
all right.
out of time, Gail.
I know.
I got to say, I'd love to tell you how much fun this has been.
Why are you such a baby?
You know
what?
I've been trying, right? You know that. You've been a great audience.
You really have been a great audience.
Okay, so you have anything more to say?
I know you do.
Well, we're almost done. I have to close the show.
I know, we're doing great.
Say something.
I didn't even think you'd get to make a galette.
Okay. A round of applause for yourselves. You're fantastic. Yeah, buddy. All right. So if you just tuned in down the road after we've massaged this and made it, did some incisions and made it into a radio show, this has been a live event here at Terrapin Restaurant that we recorded with our studio audience. And once again, give it up for yourself. Thanks to Chef Croner and everybody here at Terrapin Restaurant. Thank you, Gail. You've actually been a lot of fun, which surprises
Thank
me.
Thank you. I think.
Thanks to our producer, Peter Hughes, executive producer, Sarah Gilbert. Engineer Nathan Scheid, good job. Tina Rennick, thank you, Tina. Kayla Sacco. Also, Empire Audio, who provided these speakers so you could hear us. Thanks to Zach Malloy, my trusty engineer back in Albany. I'm Ray Graff. My career is over. You've seen the last show.